堂听 class.com。
BBC World Service in London. The news at 2 o'clock GMT for BBC News Online.
Pro-Syrian members of the Lebanese Parliament have succeeded in getting their candidate for Prime Minister Omar Karami re-nominated 9 days after he resigned in the face of anti-Syrian demonstrations. The Lebanese President Emir Lahoud is due to make a formal announcement on Thursday after a majority of deputies backed Mr. Karami to form a new government.The move follows 2 days of protests by pro-Syrian supporters in Beirut and Damascus. Latest reports say Syria's withdrawn more soldiers from Lebanon, but the United Nations envoy Terje Rudlashin, referring to the UN resolution, says their major concern is the stability of Lebanon.
1559 is related to the sovereignty of Lebanon, is related to the full withdrawal of foreign troops,and also for the full withdrawal of the intelligence apparatus which Syria has in place in Lebanon. And the resolution also calls for the disbanding and the disarming of foreign and Lebanese militias on Lebanese territory. But of course this can be done in a step-by-step movement for practical reasons.
New research suggests that the World Health Organization has seriously underestimated the number of malaria cases around the world. Scientists in the journal Nature report that there are around 500 million cases of malaria a year, much more than official estimates. Our science correspondent Roland Peace has the details.
The new map graphically illustrates the scale of the task facing the Roll Back Malaria campaign, which aims to halve the number of malaria deaths by the year 2010.In particular, the researchers say the threat from the deadlier form of malaria, due to the parasite Plasmodium falciparum, has been hugely underestimated for South and Southeast Asia. They've devised their map by using a computer model that brings together data like population statistics, the distribution of malaria-carrying mosquitoes, and geographical factors.
The United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, who's at an international conference on terrorism in Madrid, has called for countries to work together to make sure terrorists have no safe havens. In a speech to the meeting later today, Mr. Annan is expected to urge that action against terrorism should not compromise respect for human rights and the rule of law. You're listening to the news from the BBC.The British government has succeeded in overturning a series of defeats inflicted on its controversial anti-terrorist legislation. After a stormy three-hour debate, the lower house of Parliament, the House of Commons, voted in favour of a government amendment to the bill, stating that all control orders will have to be agreed by a judge rather than a government minister. The House of Commons also overturned an amendment passed by the upper chamber on Tuesday, raising the standard of proof required for a control order, restricting an individual's liberties, where it can be imposed. The government minister, Hazel Blair, rejected calls for this legislation to be scrapped and redrafted.
What we have sought to do in this legislation is to have a legal framework that balances national security with individual liberty. But it is vital that we also send a message out that we want to make this country the most hostile environment we can in which terrorists could even consider operating.
The boy who alleges he was sexually abused by Michael Jackson has started giving evidence at the pop star's trial in California. 15-year-old Gavin Arvizo, who was suffering from cancer when he stayed at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch 2 years ago, is expected to say he was sexually abused on at least 2 occasions. Michael Jackson denies all the charges against him. The BBC's correspondent Michael Buchanan reports.
Gavin Arvizo is due to sit in the witness box and just feet from Michael Jackson,accused the pop star of sexually molesting him on at least 2 occasions in February and March of 2003. How well he remembers the details of the alleged abuse and how credibly he comes across as a witness will go a long way to determining Michael Jackson's fate. In his evidence yesterday, the 15-year-old told a gripped courtroom that he'd been invited into the pop star's bedroom the first time he'd visited the Neverland Ranch,and spent between 15 and 30 minutes looking at pornographic websites with Michael Jackson.
Traditional community courts in Rwanda will start trying people accused of involvement in the 1994 genocide. The courts, known as Gacaca, have been set up to clear a backlog of tens of thousands of genocide-related cases facing the country's judicial system. The uneven approach of news organisations in covering humanitarian crises has been highlighted in a new study carried out by researchers at Reuters news agency. They say the war in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where 4 million people are estimated to have died, has received less coverage than the Indian Ocean tsunami.